Hi, everybody. Welcome to Spectrum West. Final day of April. It's kind of exciting. Slipping into May. I'm Al Ross. This week, it's a couple conversations about music with those making it, and spring art tours abound. Spectrum West, of course, all about the arts, music, and culture of Western Wisconsin. Later on today, or this hour anyway, we're going to talk with Pop Wagner, a Midwest icon and national treasure who travels the highways and byways, keeping alive the sound of folk and roots music the way it was meant to be played and sung. He's part of a trio doing a show called Woody Reflected about the lifetimes and tunes of Woody Guthrie. And it comes to the Festival Theater Sunday afternoon. We'll spend some time with Pop Wagner on the phone. Speaking of the St. Croix Valley, highways and byways, they're going to be busy this weekend with a couple art and studio tours. We have a preview of one, and we'll share a conversation about another. So it's an exciting edition of Spectrum West, as hopefully they are most weeks. Got some good ones coming up in weeks down the road. We're going to get underway in a moment with a conversation shared with Julie Pacciulli, half of the duo Terra Guitarra, playing Saturday afternoon in Stockholm. We have music from them and more. Initially, I'm joined here in the studio with Dean Kallenbach. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Your gift right now is so important. It keeps programs like this, Spectrum West, going strong. So invest in your future, listening with your gift at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Al. Good to be with you today. And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is what we're here to talk about. Great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. And all we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Spectrum West is dedicated to showcasing the culture here in Western Wisconsin.
And you know, I can attest to that, Dean.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
You hear it often. Mm-hmm. Your host, Al Ross, explores the music, the art, theater, literature, all of which inspires the local community.
You listen to Spectrum West, and we thank you for doing so, for this kind of access to what's going on right here in Western Wisconsin. Your desire to connect with the local scene is really the inspiration for the show, and believe me, it is an inspiration.
Like the one coming up today, as a matter of fact, and it's that support that really makes a difference. You know, you give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support programs like Spectrum West, the programs you love, and as an added incentive, we've added something special during this spring membership drive. It's that 2015 WPR Artist Mug, so appropriate for this program.
They're nice.
It's designed by Nick Robleski. He's an award-winning woodcut printmaker from the Driftless region of Wisconsin.
The Artist Mug series is a wonderful tradition, and this year's mug, the word is lovely. It features two swans flying through a starry night sky, and it's yours when you give just $12.50 a month. That's $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more. Ask for your mug now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. One thing I like about it is that I feel like I'm making a bigger contribution. But I also like it because it's ongoing, and I don't have to worry about calling in for pledge drives and so forth. I feel like it's something that I depend on a regular basis, and so I think it's only fair that I contribute on a regular basis. I depend on it so much. It's just part of my life.
It's so easy to pledge your support. You can do so at WPR.org. That's online, or by calling 888-202-2552. I'm Al Ross. We're on Spectrum West today with Dean Kallenbach asking for your support of WPR during this spring membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. It's the right amount.
You know, new members, so important. Without you, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services as we do every year. And when you make your first ever gift right now, it shows that you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member of our WPR community.
You do care enough to listen. Now support your source for meaningful radio. If you've never given before, make your first gift of $5 a month or whatever amount is best for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every time you listen, you learn something, whether it's about the news of the day, a personal anecdote, history, or pop culture, or just the stuff you hear every week with Al on this program. 4 or 5 segments of new information, always something interesting going on.
You bet. Listening to WPR reminds you that life is truly fascinating and that you're glad to always learn something new. And, you know, you're not the only guys that learn something new. The host learns a lot every week. That engagement you feel when you listen, that's worth your support. Give now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Add your voice to the 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount is pooled with other member contributions to make up the largest single piece of our budget.
We use that money to bring you great programs every day and every week. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Time flies. Maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. We're asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services you rely on and pay for, like the internet or your phone. Renew your support of WPR right now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or on the phone at 888-202-2552.
That pledge right now during the spring membership drive is so important. And your pledge is important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Al.
Thank you. Patchouli is a brushy herb of the mint family. If you grew up in the 60s and 70s, you've been exposed to it even if you didn't realize what it was. It's incense, it's an ingredient in perfume, it can make a young man, maybe even a man of any age, do a 180 and briefly follow whoever just passed wearing a hint of patchouli. I speak from personal experience and preference and don't mean to suggest it's everyone's cup of tea, even though it's that too, a cup of tea. So that's the aromatic version of patchouli. There's also a musical version in the persons of Bruce, Hexel, and Julie Patchouli. Sometimes they perform as patchouli, others as the duo Terra Guitarra. And this Saturday, they're going to celebrate the release of a new Terra Guitarra CD, Firelight, during a show at the Widespot Performing Arts Center in Stockholm, just a bit down Highway 35 from where Bruce and Julie reside in Maiden Rock. Of course, they're smart. They find warm climates to play during the cold months, as I learned during a phone chat with Julie earlier in the week.
Spring is springing here, and it's beautiful.
Oh, man, yeah, the Mississippi River Valley, there's nothing like it. Spring really does spring there.
It does. In fact, like, there weren't any dandelions yesterday. Now the yard is full of dandelions, so that's exciting.
I love dandelions. Continuing on the spring theme, really kind of a great time to return home, because I read that you were on this long tour.
We have been out on the road and escaped winter down south.
That's what I was going to ask. Are these people as smart as they look?
Well,
were they able to tour in warmer weather?
We were. We played quite a extensive part of in the entire state of Florida, which I think you know can go, you know, anywhere from the Panhandle down to the Keys. That's like driving across Montana, really. Yeah, we've been doing some tours down there every winter for the last like 6 winters, and I guess it's also inspired by the flyway here. We see all these birds gather up and take off, and we thought, hey, that's a pretty brilliant idea. So we migrate down there and play a bunch of concerts and get to do what we love and get to come back up here and are going to have a wonderful tour, which we're kicking off, you know, on Saturday.
Yep. So do you do a lot of your own booking?
Yes. Yes, we are our own everything. Cool. We're our own independent label, which we call Earth Sign Records. And we have a recording studio as well as we do all of our booking and management. Yeah.
So give us a bit of your background, musical training, that kind of stuff. And how you guys met? Did you meet at a musical event?
We met at a church in Chicago in 1993, and we met playing music. Bruce is originally from Minneapolis and came to go to grad school in Chicago, and I grew up in Chicago. And we agreed on West Wisconsin as neutral territory.
That's what makes marriages work, is the compromise part.
That's right. That's right. We could merge our accents together to be on the river here. No, we both were just drawn to this area as we started to travel the country and play. We played in another band that was based in Washington State, but we'd always come to the Midwest because it's where all our families were from. And we just knew that we wanted to be in the Midwest for most of our life and be close to our families.
Cool. So the musical training part, where did that come? Do you guys self-taught or what?
We are a little bit of everything. We both studied music. Bruce definitely, I mean, we both went to the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago for different varying styles and instruments. I upright bass for me.
Wow.
And Bruce, lots of different guitar classes and technique and banjo. But he studied it all through school. You know, classical as well as folk styles. And then more recently, we've been performing our Terra Guitarra, it's all instrumental guitar. And that has definitely a world theme, you know, a lot of Spanish guitar influence and Greek guitar influence, a lot of world rhythms, South American rhythms and African rhythms in there. And that is just a study of all the different types of music that we've come across.
The way it's stated on the release, I was reading three words, folk meets flamenco, and I was wondering, what occurs when that happens? What occurs when folk meets flamenco?
Indeed, and the genre of Terra Guitarra is really Nuevo Flamenco, which is kind of this subgenre, which, because flamenco involves dance, and we don't dance, so, in the performance. And also, Nuevo Flamenco kind of encompasses that world rhythms and like, you know, branches out from just the tragic flamenco. And then, you know, patchouli, it's kind of our folk pop project that we've been doing for so many years, 17 years. So that's what people want to know, what they're going to get, what they're going to hear, you know. And so we just say folk meets flamenco. That way people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we've been performing, we've been doing it as a duo in live performance. We both play very percussively on the guitars as well, and we've kind of created our technique taken from the flamenco style, but with picks and with steel. I'm playing a steel string guitar, and Bruce is playing classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're adding that in there as the rhythm, as if there was an imaginary percussionist or dancer between the two of us. And when we play it live, people are always asking, where is all the drum sound coming from? And they're assuming it's coming from some sort of looping track or something, but it's just live. It's just how we do it on the guitars.
You let me know, though, if you ever need a flamenco guy to dance, you know, in front of you as you perform. Because I've always wanted to do that. You wear that tight thing, and then you get that hat with the little balls that hang off the brim.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. Okay. I always thought that was pretty cool. Put your hands in the air and clap.
We do get some spontaneous dancers. We love that. That's part of the music and part of the part of the experience, if people feel the need to move. Yeah.
We're talking with Julie Patchouli, which, by the way, is one of my all-time favorite names.
Thank you. Well, you know, it is associated with, in the aromatic world, anxiety relieving, aphrodisiac, again, what music is to us, you know.
Without a doubt. So. And by the way, they are appearing in a May Day celebration, they're calling it, Saturday, 7 p.m., Wide Spot Performing Arts Center in Stockholm, which is a pretty cool place. As you were alluding, most, if not all, Terra Guitarra songs are instrumentals. Patchouli features more lyrics. How do you guys separate your time? You sit around and say, all right, I think it's time for a Terra Guitarra session or a CD, and vice versa. How do you separate the two?
I don't know. It does come naturally. We have 12 albums of Patchouli, and we have 6 albums of Terra Guitarra. And we don't always plan them to be like every other year we're going to do one project or the other. Kind of depends on what we end up writing as far as the tours. We write a lot of music when we're traveling and when we're on the road, and then we get back to Made in Rock and go into the studio and put our ideas down. We have a traveling recording system we use just to make sure we don't lose anything that we love.
Good idea.
We try to get it right when it's happening. And sometimes they start as instrumental pieces and then lyrics come up. Sometimes the lyrics are first, you know, and put into a piece. Right now, we're kind of half and half. We've got a little bit of working on both. Since we just put out this Firelight CD, that's our brand new CD that we're celebrating, we're doing real well with that and getting it out into a higher listenership, you know, more global listenership, which has been wonderful for us. We're writing about half and half right now, so we'll see what happens.
Is the show Saturday a mix of the two?
It will be, yeah. We're gonna definitely perform some of the real highlights of the new album, and we'll definitely do some patchouli favorites.
When you get invited to do a gig somewhere, do people invite you as one or the other, or do they invite you as kind of a hybrid?
You know, both. It's like we're in two bands, and we're the same two people in the same two bands, and we like to integrate both performances because we like to perform both pieces, and I think people appreciate both types of music. We kind of like to go with the flow of sing a couple, play a couple, sing a couple. Then I feel like we reach a good mix of instrumentation as well as lyrical inspiration. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness, I'm rhyming already.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you better write that down.
I better.
Could be a song in the offing. Julie Patchouli and Tara Guitara and Patchouli and who knows what else is going to happen. 7 o'clock Saturday at the Wide Spot Performing Arts Center in Stockholm, celebrating the release of Firelight, which is the newest Tara Guitara CD, and you'll be able to, I'm guessing, buy one on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Julie, I appreciate you taking the time. It's been fun. I hope everybody comes out to see you whenever you're and wherever you're appearing. It's fun to have you in the vicinity. Keep up all the great work, and keep us posted on where you're going, what you're doing, and what you're playing.
Will do. Thank you so much.
The website for the venue, Saturday's venue, is the Wide Spot Performing Arts. No, it's not the. It's widespotperformingarts.org. Okay, widespotperformingarts.org. That's for more and ticket information. Tara Guitara also has a website. Tara, T-E-R-R-A, and then Guitara, G-U-I-T-A-R-R-A.com. Coming up, the one and only Pop Wagner on the Woody Guthrie Tribute, playing this weekend at the Festival Theater, and art tours in the St. Croix Valley. Ooh. Support for WPR comes from Mayo Clinic Health System. Patient online services offers secure messaging with care providers and access to health records at any time. MayoClinicHealthSystem.org/online services. This is Spectrum West. I'm Al Ross. Very nice to have you along. The Chippewa Valley Jazz Orchestra, along with Adrian Klenz, presents Basie and Sinatra at the Sands. Saturday evening, 7:30 at the State Theater in Eau Claire. Tickets at eauclairearts.com. Details at chippewajazz.org. Another Spectrum memo. Today, Thursday, is the closing reception of the juried student art show in the Joel Salter Art Gallery at UW-Barron County in Rice Lake. It's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's called 20 Minutes or Less, A Night of Short Films, and it's coming to the Heide Center in Chippewa Falls next Saturday, May 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. 43 films were submitted, and 14 were selected. The website is cvca.net in Chippewa Falls. Right now, I'm joined in the studio by Dean Kallenbach. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile when you tune in, hopefully to Spectrum West Weekly. Now is the time for you to put a value on this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation is going to come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org online or by calling 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You know, Al has his finger on the pulse of the cultural scene here in western Wisconsin. He and Jim Oliver every week.
But speaking of pulse, do you hear that pulse in the background?
I do. I thought that was
construction
timely.
Going on outside the building.
There,
but, you know,
jackhammers.
This is show business, and the show must go on. So
it's breaking news in some fashion or
another. I knew the people could hear it.
Anyway, you know that Al and Jim and their unique style of this program, it's really unlike anything you hear anywhere else, not just on public radio, but anywhere. You never know what you're going to hear, including jackhammers next door. But you know it will be entertaining.
You bet. WPR is committed to showcasing the best that our region has to offer. And you play an important role, too. We're in partnership with you guys out there as a listener and also as a contributor. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And when you do, you're a vital part of making this show happen every week.
Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next couple of years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would result in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting, and that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward, and listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever. At WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge helps pay for programs like Spectrum West and all the other shows you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. During this drive, Al, you can ask for that 2015 WPR Artist Mug when you give $150 or more.
This is the fourth mug in our annual Artist Mug series. It's designed by Nick Robleski, an award-winning woodcut artist from the Driftless region of Wisconsin. The artwork has a peaceful scene of two swans gliding through a starry night sky. Ask for your mug when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Dean Collenbach here with Al Ross, your host for Spectrum West, asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
And here's a big thank you to our sustaining members. With ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or a credit card, you have a big effect on WPR's funding, and that makes it more stable.
Well, it does, and you probably find the monthly automatic payments are easy to fit into your budget. In fact, now's a great time to increase that gift by a few dollars a month. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make that happen.
Pledge drives are a time to celebrate the quality you hear here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen because you enjoy the programs, and now we're asking you to back that feeling up with your financial support.
Listeners, the single largest piece of our budget, the programs you enjoy every day, programs like Spectrum West, like The West Side, like Joy Cardine, all possible thanks to that significant piece of the budget pie. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now, repeating those contact points, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, really helps.
And this pledge drive, you can show your support for WPR and get the latest WPR Artist Mug. It's a USA-made mug designed by Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski. It's yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month, $150 per year or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And once again, if you're a sustaining member, thank you very much. Make today the day you increase your support for WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Back now to Spectrum West, but your pledge now does make a difference in this spring membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Spectrum West, final day of April. Of course, you could be listening on Friday on the repeat broadcast, and that's the first day of May. All right. The St. Croix River Valley is going to echo with oohs and ahs this weekend as people take in art and studio spring tours, both with double-digit years under their belts. 13th Annual Art Opener Studio Tour is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, featuring 10 studios and galleries extending from Stillwater, Minnesota to Hudson and River Falls. You can get all the details you need at the website, www.artopener.com. The catchphrase is, "See where art happens from the gallery to the backyard." Saturday and Sunday, if you head north of the Art Opener Corridor, you'll find another long-standing tour, the 14th Earth Arts Spring Art Tour in the Upper St. Croix Valley. And to get history and details on that, we heard from Jane Mines, and here's that conversation. Tell me about Earth Arts. Let's refresh people on the history of Earth Arts. How long did it exist before someone said, you know, we should have a spring art tour?
That's an excellent question, because Earth Arts started way before I came on board. Gosh, I want to say it's been around, I bet, close to 20 years here in the upper St. Croix Valley area. And I came on board in the early 2000s. This tour has morphed from just a very small number of artists. It was one little sheet of the tour brochure. Mm-hmm. And now we have a multiple page gorgeous brochure. I think this year we have about 28 tour stops and more than 35 artists. So it's expanded a lot. I think somewhere around the 8 to 10 year mark was when it started to create a life of its own, and we were having artists requesting, "Can I be on the tour?" And we were having advertisers and tour oases saying, "Wow, can I be in the brochure? I want to be in the brochure." So it was this phenomenon of sticking with it and having it be a good quality art show every year. And it has morphed into a life of itself where its customers know about it. We have about a 3,000-person email list that the brochures go out to. It's been beautiful to see.
The concept of Earth Arts is interesting to me. Does that have a special meaning, Earth Arts?
It does. And again, Earth Arts was started before I came into the organization, but originally it was a combination of arts of the earth. So it included visual artists, painters, sculptors, jewelry makers, all kinds of that visual arts, and then also the art of growing from the earth. So it included people who did CSAs, people who made honey, people who had organic beef, pork, and chicken operations. It was arts of the earth.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty progressive area, though, so I'm wondering if there is a group of people who, when they broke off, the people who do the arts of the earth, there must be some sort of an organization in which they sit now. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, check that out. What I do know is in the years that I have lived here, there has been a definite increase in community-supported agriculture.
So your tour is, give us the particulars, Saturday and Sunday, same times each day?
Yes, it's always the first weekend in May, and it's a Saturday, Sunday, and both days the shows run from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day.
You mentioned 28 tour stops and more than 35 artists. Give us an idea of, because there's a lot of them, some of the media that people can look through and purchase from.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different media. There's sculpture, there's painting, pottery, glass, garden art, metalwork, wood carving, there's furniture, there's fiber art, many different jewelers, there's clothing, mixed media, there's forged iron, photography, so lots of different ways that different mediums can be used. And it's a very high quality artwork.
Because it might be tough to get it all in one day, it's almost a neat idea to make a weekend of it. And lots of good lodging and dining options, are there?
A lot of our customers make it a weekend event. So they may do a part of the tour on Saturday, stay overnight,
And then on Sunday, they'll do another part of the tour. And yes, Polk County Information Center, which is located on the corner of Highways 8 and Highway 35 in St. Croix Falls, they have all the brochures that you can pick up, and they also have different places to eat in the area, lodging.
Give us the website address.
The website is www.earthartswi.org.
Now, if someone doesn't go online prior to driving into your neck of the woods, they may be traveling down a road and they'll see a sign that says Art Tour, and that means that that's one of the locations. And I would guess that if they pull in there, they'd probably have a brochure. All the locations going to have those?
Yes, all the locations have brochures, and just in case someone wanders in and doesn't have one or forgot theirs at home. And we all have the same sign, and it's a white sign that has very bright, prominent red words on it that says Art Tour, and then a directional arrow, so you cannot miss it.
Artisans are usually pretty good hosts. Many times on art tours, be they spring or fall, people do a nice creative job of welcoming people with amenities, too.
Yes, absolutely. We really pride ourselves on good customer appreciation, because we do. We appreciate people hopping in their cars and coming to our event. And so we encourage artists to have really good snacks. Like my husband and I, we're stop number 15. We have really good coffee and baked goods in the morning. And then as soon as the stroke of noon comes around, we have wine, we have cheese, we have really good crackers. We encourage that sense of community. And also, the majority of the stops also have a drawing. Put in your name, phone number, email address. The artist will have a piece of artwork that is up for drawing as well.
Jane Mines, thanks so much. You've been a wealth of information, and we look forward to this weekend in St. Croix Falls and that area, Upper St. Croix Valley.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate you chatting with me and letting your listeners know about our tour. So come on out, everybody.
So, if you're within earshot of this program, no excuse for sitting around this weekend, unless sitting around is what you planned on doing. The St. Croix Valley has a couple of road trips already planned for you. Pop Wagner talks about the meaning of Woody Guthrie to America. We're going to hear some music and the show that brings it all back while keeping it all alive on Spectrum West. Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Chippewa Valley Museum in Eau Claire's Carson Park. Enrollment is now open for 90-minute hands-on summer classes about local culture and heritage for ages 3 through 12. Details at cvmuseum.com. Here's a Spectrum memo. Writers read, Spring Has Sprung will be held at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire Tuesday evening, May 5th. Bring your spring-themed prose or poetry and share it. Registration is at 6:45 p.m., and the free program begins at 7. This evening, if you're listening on Thursday, April 30th, celebrated artist and composer Jamie Simmons returns to his alma mater to perform with the UW Eau Claire Jazz Ensemble 1. It's at 7:30 in Gampner Concert Hall of the Haas Fine Arts Center. Tickets will be available at the door. Spectrum West continues. Once again, I'm joined here in the Spectrum West studio by Dean Kallenbach, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Your support is an essential piece of the funding for Spectrum West and for all the programs you enjoy here on WPR. This drive is the time for you to take action. Become a WPR contributor with your gift at WPR.org online or calling 888-202-2552.
It takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you'd want to give, and how you'd like to pay. You can give it in a lump sum, or better yet, become a monthly sustainer. But no matter how you choose to give or how much you give, use the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, no one knows it better than you, Dean, but for over 20 years now, Spectrum West has been covering the dynamic art scene here in western Wisconsin. We're thrilled. We've been thrilled as well to provide the cultural beat that you guys rely on.
And we hear from, you know, famous folks like John McCutcheon and Bela Fleck, who come through the area recently. Randy Sabine, who is a local who's got a big big name nationally. But we also hear from the drum majors from the Blue Gold Marching Band recently about the video that was put together for them. Darwin Meter from the New York Voices that was here last weekend for the Jazz Festival. That travel solo boot camp interview you did with just a wide variety of topics having to do with history, culture, literature, art. But we've got all of that available here on Spectrum West, and we're proud that listener support is the single biggest piece of the budget that makes this show possible. Join in the community effort of making Spectrum West possible with your gift right here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And while we're on the subject of art, during this membership drive, you can get the fourth annual WPR Artist Mug when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more for the year. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get this beautiful mug. Tell us about the mug.
Nice mug, made in the USA, features a design by award-winning Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski. It's a woodcut print with two elegant swans soaring through a starry night sky. You can check out the design and ask for yours now when you pledge at WPR.org. You can also call 888-202-2552.
And you know, the state budget is in the news a lot, and as proposed, the budget puts state funding for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Broadcasting in general at risk. The state's investment has brought a wide range of public broadcasting services to Wisconsin, like preparing kids for school, resources for K-12 education, and the ability to broadcast throughout the state.
And meanwhile, listener support, your support, keeps WPR programming strong. So thank you for your financial support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Makes me feel very good to be a sustainer.
Makes me feel like I'm a part of what's happening.
I know it's a valuable service.
I like being a sustainer because it helps contribute to the Wisconsin idea.
I like being a sustainer because I just like knowing that my money will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come.
I'm Al Ross with Dean Kallenbach asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this spring membership drive. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on, like the one you're listening to now, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
Here's another level of giving you might consider. Is listening to WPR worth $4 a day to you? Consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs. That works out to less than $4 a day.
If you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the past year, consider a contribution that puts you in that 9XM Leadership Circle. Make your gift now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, as I listen to Spectrum West, the thing that that comes is that one-on-one companionship you feel with Al and with Jim, and as you're listening to him talk to people, you feel like you're kind of in on the conversation. And we're that companion 24 hours a day, whether you're at home, in the car, at the office, whether you're just concentrating on what you're doing or relaxing.
Your pledge right now during this spring membership drive is so important. And this pledge drive, you can ask for the fourth annual WPR Artist Mug designed by Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski. It's a beautiful design, and the mug is USA made. It's yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
Not a sustainer? Become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so important. We appreciate it. We thank you for them all at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Thanks.
Thank you. Spectrum West on Wisconsin Public Radio, taking care of business. Thanks. I wanted to talk with this guy for quite a while. His name is Pop Wagner. He's a Woody Guthrie of our time and space, although he probably wouldn't stand for that comparison because, you see, he knows the length and breadth of the Woody Guthrie legacy. Along with a couple longtime musical cronies, Charlie McGuire and Tony Glover, they bring their show, Woody Reflected, to a couple of Wisconsin venues this weekend, one Saturday in Ashland, another Sunday in St. Croix Falls. Pop resides in St. Paul, and when I called him, we had a bit of a mix-up because we scheduled the interview on a day that he was sitting in Mountain Time. And when the call was actually placed a few days later, I arrived a bit earlier than he had expected. But this is showbiz, and he knows the refrain, it must go on.
Give me just a minute here, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm eating toast, and my fingers are sticky.
Washing his hands, I think. It's a good idea.
Okay, I'm all set.
What did you have on the toast?
Blackberry rhubarb jam.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Homemade or purchased?
No, not homemade, but from a local source.
I've gambled down in a town of Newport News. The more I gamble, boys, the more I lose. In Baltimore, Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. I guess they got troubles too. And the hobos, they know me up and down the line. They don't know the trouble on my mind. I guess they got troubles too, boy. I guess the hobos got their troubles too. Baltimore down to Washington.
Tell me about your two cohorts, Charlie McGuire and Tony Glover. How long have you guys been hanging out, picking and grinning?
Well, I've known Charlie a long time. We both went to Northland College. I think he was a year ahead of me. My freshman year, me and some roommates organized a folk festival there in 1968. And that's one of our stops on this tour. We're going to play at the 48th Annual Saturday. Then we'll be at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls on Sunday. Tony Glover, of course, was part of Colonel Ray and Glover. I became aware of them when I was still in high school back in Ohio. And then when I moved to town, I used to play sets at the Triangle, and they'd alternate artists. I'd trade in sets with Dave Ray, later got to know John Kerner. And Tony and Charlie and I started doing this Woody Guthrie tribute 5 or 6 years ago, leading up to the 100th anniversary. We used to do it once a year, and then on Woody Guthrie's 100-year anniversary of his birth, we did a special show at the Dakota Jazz Club and then toured the show for the rest of that year.
What's your specialty? What do you play the guitar? What do you play?
I play guitar and fiddle and harmonica.
And the other guys?
Charlie plays guitar and harmonica. Tony Glover plays harmonica, although he often refers to it as French harp.
Now, I read in a release that you have been exposed to. You've met and hung out with members of the Guthrie family and the foundation. Is that something you determined you were going to have to do in order to do this right?
We all have different levels of contact. Tony actually met Woody Guthrie while he was at Greystone Hospital in New York. He went with Bob Dylan and John Hammond to visit Woody.
Wow.
And Charlie became friends with Lee Hayes, who worked with Woody and the Almanac Singers, and later befriended Woody's daughter, Nora. Well, he actually knew Marjorie, too, while she was still alive, Woody's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I never met the family, but I became friends with Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who was a good friend of Woody's and traveled with him some.
There is a foundation in New York that I mentioned. What kind of work does that foundation do? Are you familiar with that?
The big thing they do is the archive and getting some of Woody's unreleased, unpublished stuff, getting that to see the light of day.
I mentioned to you previously that I had had the chance to talk at length with Arlo Guthrie, and he told me all about the character that his father was, the experience of growing up on Coney Island. And in fact, one of the quotes he told me said, yeah, my dad, it was the kind of guy that could leave the house for a pack of smokes, and he'd show up 6 months later in California.
Yeah, right.
I thought, wow. Now, Woody Guthrie, as I'm sure you know and have sensed in front of audiences and talking with audiences, is one of those legendary talents who just keeps getting better with time. He was way ahead of his time, I mean, in his thinking. He was almost prophetic, too, kind of a visionary. What do people say to you when they come up to you after the show? Do they thank you for doing this commemorative
thing?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And you're talking about the prophetic element of that. I mean, there's songs like Deportees, which is addressing a situation that we have to this day haven't figured out how to treat migrants well. And another one, Tony Glover got a tape recording from John Cohen, who was in the New Lost City Ramblers, of a song that apparently for a while in the 50s or 60s it was popular in the folk scene. And it's called High Floods and Low Waters, and it's about drought and flood. There's another thing, isn't it? You know, now we're talking about climate change, and that's exactly what this song is talking about in slightly different terms.
We're enjoying a phone conversation with Pop Wagner. He's part of a trio featuring Charlie McGuire and Tony Glover, doing a show called Woody Reflected. They've been doing it for a few years, and they're going to do it Sunday at 2 at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. The Festival Theater, by the way, celebrating its 25th anniversary. So, Pop, we could say that the world could use a few more Woody Guthries in the world, especially.
That's for sure, yes.
Especially today. I wonder if there are some young people out there who are Woody-esque.
Well, that's what Lee Hayes used to refer to as Woody's children.
Ah.
In the bigger sense, there's the whole singer-songwriter thing might be traced back to that spark that Woody started. Of course, some of them are more socially conscious than others. Some write what might be called protest songs, and others write just songs. Woody did both, too. He had songs that were just fun, and others with remarkable social commentary. The tradition is carried on to this day, and it's alive and well.
Thanks to guys like you, as a matter of fact.
Well, us and a lot of others. The thing that I've noticed, too, within the last 10 years is there's a whole younger contingent interested once again in acoustic roots music and songwriting and that sort of thing. It seems like there was a wave through the 60s and 70s, and then it kind of died out for a while. But it's really remarkably strong now, the acoustic music folk singer scene.
Yeah. All good things stand the test of time, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
So what does Pop Wagner do when he's not extolling the life of Woody Guthrie? What other kinds of music do you make?
I write a good bit of my own songs. I play country blues a la Libbie Cotton and Mississippi John Hurt and Gary Davis. I also play old time, fiddle tunes and string band music. And I'm a big fan of Cajun music, too, and I play a good bit of that, although that's not so much a solo endeavor. You need an ensemble to pull that off right. It's dance music.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I've done that in several groups over the years.
You got to find a good concertina player.
It's actually a Cajun accordion.
That ongoing rhythm from the...
Yeah, exactly.
From the squeeze box. That's what makes it all. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We're going to feature a little bit of your music. Have a good time at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls and up in Ashland. And keep up the great work. And I appreciate you being with us. And keep in touch with us at Spectrum West, because we want to talk to you every once in a while.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Mighty hard road that these poor hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled the hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we roll. And your deserts were hot and your mountains
I worked in your orchards, peaches and prunes. I've slept on the ground by the light of the moon. On the edge of your city, you see us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind.
California, Arizona, I make all your crops. It's north up to Oregon to gather your hogs. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. To set on your table your light, sparkling wine.
Woody Reflected, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Festival Theater, St. Croix Falls. Pop Wagner, Charlie McGuire, and Tony Glover. Tickets available online at festivaltheater.org, by phone at 715-483-3387, or at the box office the day of the show.
Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been, we'll work in this fight, and we'll fight till we win. Oh, it's always we ramble, that river and I. All along your green valley, I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if need be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
That is music that takes you somewhere else than where we are right now. Love that stuff. Hey, have we had fun today? We have some blockbuster programs on the horizon in coming weeks. A couple of big-time authors, Michael Perry and Nicholas Butler, both scheduled for chats at the Spectrum West microphone. Jim Oliver, he's scouting all the upcoming theatrical productions at many of the wonderful venues found in western Wisconsin. Short films, film festivals, music camps, art exhibits, and more. Thanks, Mackenzie Wagner. No relation to Pop Wagner, I don't think. Dean Kallenbach, Debbie Brown, for consistent provisions. And thank you for supporting WPR so generously. What do you say we do this again next week? Okay. See you then.